invitation, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on for you. That night light is out of Matthew 7 and verse 7. Tucked up in the Sermon on the Mount is this powerful invitation to come to God for those powerful needs in your life. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I'm convinced there's a twofold invitation here. There's an invitation for us to pray, but as we pray this prayer, we're inviting God to move in a powerful way in the midst of those pain points in our life and those peculiar needs that we have. In our daily lives, we often find ourselves facing challenges, struggles, and moments of uncertainty. During these times, it's crucial to remember that our Heavenly Father is always present and aware of our circumstances. He's not a distant God, uninformed God. Rather, He is intimately acquainted with every detail of our lives. God desires for us to actively seek His presence and involvement in our situations. As the verse from Matthew reminds us, we are encouraged to ask, seek, and knock. These actions demonstrate our faith and dependence and trust in God's ability to intervene and provide for our needs. When we pray, we're not merely informing God of our problems, for He already knows them. Instead, we are inviting Him to be involved in our lives, to guide us, to work in and through us. Prayer is an act of humility, acknowledging that we cannot face life's challenges alone and that we need God's wisdom, strength, and provision. God is waiting for us to take the step of faith, to seek His face, to knock on the door of His grace. He promises that when we do, He will respond. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Let's approach God with confidence, knowing that He is ready and willing to be involved in every aspect of our lives as we seek Him through prayer and study of His Word, walking in obedience. We will experience the joy of His presence and the assurance of His love and care for us. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, I thank You that You do stand at the door of our life and knock. And God, we have the ability to open that door. And as we do, You come in and not just assume residence in our life, but You're the president of our life. You rule over our life. And in that invitation, it's an invitation that is also a submission. We submit to You and to Your will. We ask You, God, to move in our lives in a profound way and change us when we're the problem, change the situation when it's the problem, but always bring great glory to Yourself in our situations. We thank You for all that You've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.